is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love preview shows.
What?
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like preview shows.
You love them too. Just stop.
I love them.
That's right.
I love them.
I'm Dan, and preview shows make me question my existence and career choice. And this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast. Yes.
Yes.
It's a
tradition unlike any other.
That's exactly right.
Talk about the five formulaic movies before we watch the five formulaic movies.
I will say that the preview episodes really are keeping me grounded.
It's four.
Oh, thank goodness.
It helps me.
The last time you said there was six and there was only five.
Yes.
Should I be worried there's only three?
Wouldn't that make you happy, though?
If we're doing a preview episode for three movies, I am out. Four is the floor. Hey, you said they're keeping you more grounded. I want you to finish that thought because
How that's possible. It helps me chart the passing of time. It connects me to location and space, Dan, and time and
what
history.
What are you talking about?
Because it's the summer preview, right?
Right.
And so it lets me know it's summertime. And so it just.
So I am excited for today's episode, previewing all four summer nights. Summer nights.
Summer nights.
I've been saying summer fest.
It's a bunch of medieval summer movies take place
summer
in
nights.
The summer. That's
the
crazy.
Big question, though.
It's very hot in this armor.
I dub you, Sir Humidity. You just want to start the whole thing over.
Where art thou, mosquito?
Were you doing like a little bit of a Schwarzenegger? Just a little bit of a Schwarzenegger. Just a little bit.
Get to the cannonball! Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh, Merry Christmas,
summer nights.
Everybody.
Summer nights.
So you mean to tell me, well, first of all, Philo's got you covered on all the Summer Nights movies and all the others, whether it's Hallmark, Lifetime, BET, VH1, AMC, all the initials, they got them.
I thought there was more.
There's more. I thought you were going to chip in on Philo.
No, that sounds wonderful.
You got the shirt on. I'll do that bit. So you mean to tell me we're going to talk about two movies? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about two more movies, rank all four, give them one out of four swimming pools, and we're going to call it a day?
Yes.
I have lemonades.
You have lemonades. I like that. I like lemonades better.
But I know technically Summer Nights doesn't start until next weekend. We've had to do a little switcheroo. So next Tuesday, we're going to be covering the latest mystery movie.
Three-time NBA champion Rick Fox?
No,
Morning
he's
Show
out.
Mysteries?
He's out. Morning
he's
Show.
Out.
That aired last Saturday, so you got some time to watch it. And
they got Pau Gasol to replace it. Looks like somebody is dead. I mean, Pal's Spanish. He's not even like muertos. Los muertos aquí.
You had to spend 1 week with Pau or Mark. Who do you got?
Oh, man. Probably Pau.
I'm Mark fella.
He seems a little more cultured.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Mark seems more just like an oaf.
Yeah. The Bramble Jam NBA podcast. If you want to listen to that, you can.
What's going on in the bubble, Brain?
You want to know, we know it. So we're talking about Summer Nights. And yes, we're talking about Summer Nights this week, and we're doing the mystery movie next week. Mm. So if you want to listen, like just wait a week and switch them, if that's how you have to do life. Well,
then you'd have to listen to more in 1 week, though.
That's true.
Wait a week and switch
That's true. Anyways, that's what's happening. Are you guys ready to dive in?
Oh, please.
Try and stop me.
I need it in my life.
Movie preview.
Up first is...
This is the good stuff.
Up first is a movie that...
Why talk about movies when you can talk about talking about movies?
Is something my friend Panda has been talking about.
Yeah.
Is this Aloha Hawaii?
It's Aloha Hawaii.
Also known as...
You know what? I want to do a game real quick.
Okay.
I want you each to throw out a name of a Hallmark summer movie that you think exists. I'll Google it, and if it doesn't exist, we're gonna trademark it so Hallmark can't have it anymore.
I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
Dan, what do you have? Aloha Hawaii?
No. Let's see. Summer of Love.
Okay, Summer of Love. Surely that exists, right? Yes, 2016.
Wow, it took him till 16 to get there.
Yes, yeah. This says it made $300,000. I don't know what that means. It was with Lucas Bryan and Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, okay.
Kind of want to watch it. Panda?
Summer Romance.
Summer Romance?
I think My Summer Romance is a movie that we've...
You think it's just Summer Romance?
Yeah.
A Summer Romance does exist. I think that's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's with Aaron Krenko and Ryan Pavey. What are you doing in my house?
We literally watched the
movie. One Brisket Night.
One Brisket.
Summer with the Fellas.
Okay. All right. I think you guys.
Summer 2015.
Summer with the Fellas.
Is that a no on One Brisket Night? I feel like that's Hallmark. Just
we got a Summer Villa.
Nah, Fellas.
Okay.
It's just the boys playing poker for an hour 23. Gosh,
that would be fun.
How about a Summer of Love?
A Summer of Love.
A Summer of Love.
Didn't I say Summer of Love? That's what I said. That was the first one.
Did you?
Yeah.
How about a One Hot Summer?
I don't know if I
One Hot Summer.
That. One Hot Summer. 2009.
What?
I'm trying to find out where it aired. It might be a Lifetime flick. It's hard to say. It was TV 14, so probably Lifetime.
How about
it was a made for TV movie.
Love, Romance, and Summertime.
Love, Romance, and Summertime. No.
There you go. To us.
There is a Summer Romance.
Summer Under the Stars.
Oh, I like that. Summer
Under the Stars.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really proud of it.
Because that's like somewhere, but like summer. Hallmark, here we go.
What about...
Love Under the Stars?
Love Under the Stars is a movie we watched with Autumn Reeser.
Yeah, but I changed it to Summer Under the Stars.
That's a different
Christmas
movie.
Under the Stars.
Yeah, Love Under the Stars is with Wes Brown and someone else. Ashley Newborough.
Okay. What about Heatwave: It's Summertime, Y'all?
Heatwave, It's Summertime, Y'all. No. You can have that one.
Yes.
Good.
Heatwave.
I'm going to see.
We'll edit that in post. Trace will get it. I promise.
I'm out. All right, guys. Aloha Hawaii, also known as You Had Me at Aloha.
The problem is aloha means hello and goodbye.
Yeah.
So you had me at
goodbye. You had me at goodbye. And You Had Me at Hello is just a straight ripoff of Jerry Maguire. Why are we doing this show?
Yeah, but have you heard about this movie? It's got Pascal Hutton and...
Cavan.
What I'm interested in is, you know, typically the summer movies air after Christmas in July. They've moved it...
Yeah, because
It used to be June weddings. What are they going to do in August and September?
Because August is hot. Fall.
Huh?
Maybe
it's you're gonna do a 3 month long
in August.
Hey guys, Panda's been complaining. So what if we make
this year? There's gonna be 20 Christmas movies and 58 fall movies.
Guys, it's the dream. The fall ones are always the best ones.
Okay, all right, Chief.
I would implore you to go back and listen to your review of the fall movies.
Yeah.
Okay, last fall wasn't great, and but the previous fall wasn't as good either.
Listen to your review of what you talking about winter movies or Christmas movies.
Okay, the winter movies are awesome.
The Christmas movies are the best. We can all agree, right?
Yeah,
yes,
Christmas movies are the best. But closely behind
if we do this podcast long enough, he will say that every season is the best.
I will never give credence to spring.
Okay. All right.
Ever.
Okay.
I saw Credence to Spring.
Credence to Spring is so good. It's a Creed cover band with all tween girls.
You would think it's Credence Clearwater Revival.
No.
But no, it's just a Creed. No,
Creed cover band.
Can you take me?
They even do the guitar parts, which is crazy, in Tween Girl. Yeah. They don't do the normal guitar. The guitar would sound like... Tween Girl guitar parts.
With arms wide open! It's going to premiere on June.
Hold me now.
It's going to premiere on June.
6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking... again.
Surely that's it.
That's
right?
That's a dark song for a tween girl.
Surely that's
11-year-olds talking about getting buried alive over there.
That's the end of that.
My sacrifice. There it is.
No, we were missing one.
That song, though.
That song's a banger.
Yeah,
it's a banger. I don't care what anybody says.
It's so good. Aloha, Hawaii.
Aloha, Hawaii.
In retrospect, four movies may be too many to get to. We should do two previews. Just two preview episodes. To this, to the next, just to make sure we cover them well.
Should we take a break before we get to the first
movie?
Yeah,
let's go ahead.
Book it.
Tapped out.
That's when the reviewers are correct. Yeah. Like we did that.
I'm serious. This is when we take our first break normally.
This is typically, but this is not a typical day because we're talking about Aloha Hawaii. You Had Me at Aloha is going to premiere on June 5th. And it's been filmed entirely on location in Oahu. Okay? What are you doing?
We're talking about the movie.
Moe's.
Huh?
We're talking about the movie. Moe's.
Dang it.
Oh, yeah. Moe's changed their logo.
Man, it looks like a kid's gym.
I said it looks
come
like
come on down to Gymboree and get a burrito.
I said it looks like the Florida Marlins want to get involved in the burrito business.
This does not look good.
No, it does not.
It's a bad look, Moe's.
I'm glad they went all in on it.
Yeah. Hello. You Had Me at Aloha. Aloha. Hawaii. It's filmed entirely in Oahu. And here's what we got. Pascal Hutton and Kevon Smith star in You Had Me at
Can we
Aloha.
Start with a Kevon? It's Kevin. His name's Kevin.
When the host of a popular travel show resigns, the network enlists Paige, played by Hutton, to step in for the next season set in Hawaii. Unbeknownst to her, they have also hired Ben, played by Kevin, who likes to push everything to the extreme. As these two new hosts clash over their opposing ideas for production, they grapple with the fact that not only do they need each other to further their careers, but also to balance each other on and off screen.
So basically, they're the reverse personalities of their Wind Calls the Heart characters?
Kind of.
In Hawaii.
Yeah. Paige is very...
in the box.
And Ben is very...
go for broke.
That's exactly right.
Are you doing like one of those wailing tube men?
Now, Panda, we're going 1 out of 5 lemonades. How so excited stupid. Are you... for this movie?
5 lemonades.
There's 3 other movies coming up now.
5 lemonades.
And I just want to be
lemonades.
Clear, during his reading of the synopsis, you were showing me Moe's description
right.
and texting your wife.
That's how.
Those are the two things you were doing.
But and I stand by everything I said, and I stand by it. 5 lemonades.
5 lemonades. Okay.
Dan?
0 lemonades.
What? Stop.
0 lemonades.
This is a movie set in Hawaii. The set of Hawaii doesn't give you even 1 lemonade.
Not even a lemonade.
Play along, please. Please play
First
along.
First of all, I know people love Kevin and Pascal from the Wind Calls the Heart. We started season 3, and I got to tell you, their relationship hasn't grown on me one bit. I don't really know. No.
I don't know how you
I
can
just,
say that.
I don't. It's just not... they seem like 2 B characters being thrust into the spotlight of a movie in Hawaii, and they're going to try to give us enough like crane shots of Hawaii to make us forget that the movie's bad. No. I will say this. I reserve the right to up my lemonades based upon the next 3 movies. I got to be honest. The only thing I know about these 4 movies is Aloha Hawaii, which isn't even correct. If something comes along that sounds just like dirt floor bad, then I'll up my lemonades. But at this point, Bran, it's 0 lemonades for Dan. Back to you.
It's 3.5 lemonades for Bran.
Okay.
And 1/2 pink lemonade for
Bran. Oh.
So totaling 4.
You're not 4. An Arnold Palmer guy? Arnie Palmy?
No, anybody? I'm not.
Do you like an Arnold Palmer?
I don't like the tea.
No.
I don't like
tea. Dude, I love an Arnold Palmer.
So 3.5 standard lemonades, 1/2 a pink lemonade, so 4 for
total.
A total of 4
wow, interesting.
Lemonades.
All 5 years just standard, boys?
Yeah. Oh, standard.
You're saving your pinks for later.
Oh, yeah.
We each get three full pinks.
Three full pinks.
That's too much. Which does nothing to the total of your lemonades, but does add some color.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Also, if you want to contact the media contact there at Crown Media, you're going to be reaching out to Taylor Albers. Taylor Albers is who you're going to reach out to for the media contacts there on the press release. All right. Are you guys ready to dive into the next one?
Yeah.
You give that info out one more time, though, just to make sure
that's
people heard.
Taylor Albers at crownmedia.com. All right, we got the Baker's son coming up. We've talked about how bad the Beauty and the Baker looks on, keep coming at
There's
me on Netflix.
There's a movie called The Baker's
Son.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to up your lemonade yet?
I do. I think I want to. Let's go half pink.
Half pink.
Aloha Hawaii.
That's pretty much a 5-star.
Yeah. That's essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Because you only get three of those bad boys. You only get three.
Three
pink,
totes.
I've three already total
I got two and
pinks.
A half left. Yeah. They don't count any different.
They don't count any different.
But you can allot the three
color.
However you want.
That's exactly right. All right. We got Eloise Mumford.
And sons.
Of I Will Wait fame. Chicago Fire and The Right Stuff. Did you guys see The Right Stuff?
We all saw The Right Stuff together.
What was that?
I know we saw it.
Was it a movie?
Yeah.
A Hallmark one?
I think so.
And Brandt.
We've seen Eloise Mumford in a movie on Hallmark before. Seen it. It's happened this year.
I don't remember.
Would you call her like a little lion man?
A little Mumford and Sons joke. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, The Right Stuff is Disney.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we saw her in shortly. Oh, A Veteran's Christmas.
Oh. I like her, though. She was in something we watched recently.
Just in Time for Christmas?
Just in Time for Christmas was the thing.
Yep. Yeah, she was in that too with Christopher Lloyd and Shatner.
And Brant Daughtry of Pretty Little Liars. And
I'm coming home to the place where I belong.
And 50 Shades Freed.
Eloise Mumford in the 50 Shades, according to her IMDb.
That's exactly
as well.
Right. I'm interested in why Hallmark Crown Media didn't choose to put both as 50 Shades Freed.
Because then it looks like they're watching those movies to get their actors, and they don't want that. And this movie is called 50 Shades Bakery?
That's why Michelle got ousted. It was a 50 Shades situation. The Baker's Son.
Okay.
Is the name of this one. All right. When a ballet dancer, do you want to up your lemonades yet?
I'm about to go one full lemonade for Aloha Hawaii, but keep
half
going.
Half pink, half standard?
Half pink, half stand, yes.
So is that the Arnold Palmer of lemonades?
I mean, what color would that turn?
Just kind of gross, I think.
Yeah, it would kind of be, it looked like sweet tea, maybe.
Yeah.
And there you are. Mm-hmm. When a ballet dancer visits the small island of Windward, local baker Matt is enamored. His passion for her somehow finds its way into his baking, transforming Matt's bread from bland to brilliant. His wondrous new success attracts tourists, boosting the fortunes of the small island community. When the dancer leaves, Matt's heartbroken and his bread promptly loses its magic. The townsfolk immediately set about trying to find him a new muse. But in the process, everyone, including Matt, overlooks the most obvious choice, Annie, the owner of a local cafe and Matt's best friend and confidant who supports and loved him along the way. That is the Baker's Son.
Is that S-U-N, son, I assume?
S-O-N.
Where's this boy come into play? You just read one of the worst synopses I've ever heard. It doesn't even mention his son. Just his bread going from bland to brilliant. Is his son a part of this at all? All right. So first of all, the first thing I need to say is Aloha Hawaii, two lemonades. Right. Two lemonades. One pink, that's, one regular.
Oh, so you got pink, up to a regular. Full pink. Okay.
One pink, one regular. This movie, is there lower than zero?
There's not, unfortunately.
That, I was bored. No. No, not another one. Not another baking movie that just takes place on an island for no reason. It's probably in Canada somewhere. No. No.
Panda? Magic Bread?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to give it two lemonades. I'm here for the Magic Bread.
Any pink?
Saving his pinks.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do one pink.
Okay. I'm going to do...
if it's anything higher than zero, like you're just losing credibility right now.
How...
We can play the tape back of him reading that synopsis. That's all we need, right? This movie's a turd. We all know it.
Five lemonades. two and a half pink. No, I'm gonna do two total lemonades.
Okay.
One pink, one standard. So I'm up to one and a half pinks.
You seem a little low energy today, Brian.
I'm just enjoying the show, boys. I'm just enjoying the show.
So you're telling me.
Do you have to like go to Florida or something?
I do, and I'm bummed. It's gonna mess up my bread. It's gonna mess up my bread. Yeah, two for me. I think it sounds like a really dumb idea.
Mm-hmm.
But why not? You know what? Why not? Bread sometimes can be tricky.
I would say that your head has to be in the game if you're going to make good bread.
Dude, that's the number one rule of bread making.
That's true.
Is get your head in the game.
Yep. I tried to make a pretzel one time, and it was bad.
It turned out limp. It was a limp biscuit.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on TED Talk.
Man, I can't wait for these movies. Summer Nights on the Hallmark Channel.
Plus Christmas in July.
It's coming right up. Away.
Where's the best place to watch all of that?
Philo is the best place to watch. Okay. The only place where you can watch all these movies and so much more for the lowest price around. They really do have the best deal, and the deal keeps getting sweeter because they're offering our listeners and our friends who listen. So 25% listeners. Off their first 2 months. That gets you through Christmas in July at 25% off their already bonkers low price.
Best deal, best DVR, best channel selection. Philo.tv/DTH will get you the 25% off. This is a no-brainer, guys. Treat yourself to some Philo at a discounted rate. Philo.tv/DTH.
That's exactly right. Summer Nights and Merry Christmas. All right, we're back. Quick pink lemonade update for those keeping tally at home. I've currently used 1.5 lemonades, leaving me with 1.5 lemonades. Pink ones, of course. Mm-hmm. Panda,
I have two pink
you have two pink boys left.
I got two left as well.
All right. It's time for June 19th, big premiere, Her Pen Pal. Her Pen Pal. Now, Hallmark hasn't done the press releases on the last two movies yet, so I don't have any of the fun stats about where they came from, like 50 Shades Freed.
Do you have the contact info for that Baker's movie?
You know what I
have
I
a
do?
Few questions and comments.
Hold on really quickly. I believe that's Ron Del Rio, but let me just
It couldn't be
check.
Ron Del Rio.
It's Ron Del Rio, really? Everybody. Email Ron Del, D-E-L, Rio, R-I-O, at crownmedia.net.
I expect more out of you, Ron.
And let them know how excited you are.
Yeah. But the Baker's son.
Her Pen Pal.
The movie's called Her Pen Pal.
Her Pen Pal.
Yeah, that's not going to air with that name.
No, there's no way. Are we just naming things after like peep? Like the Baker's son, Her Pen Pal. His love interest.
His best friend.
I wish these were actually Summer Nights, like of the Round Table. That would be better.
That would be. Yeah. It would be more exciting.
It would be.
Mallory Jansen.
Yeah, she was in the 12 Dates Christmas.
12 Dates Christmas. She's Australian. We found out at the Deckies.
Yeah.
And she accepted the award.
Didn't see it coming.
In Australian, which is English. With an
yeah,
accent.
In Australian.
And Josh Sasse.
Josh Sass, maybe?
Sassy.
Sassy?
It's S-A-S-S-E. Sassy.
Sassy.
Can you look up Josh Sassy? Has he ever been anything?
Yeah, I can do that.
Event planner, Victoria, can't wait to attend and plan her best friend's wedding in Paris. But when she finds out her ex is bringing a date, Victoria reconnects with her French childhood pen pal, played by Sassé. Did you guys track with that? Dan, were you able to pay attention while Googling?
I was not. Try again.
Event, look at me, eyes in the eyes. Eyes up here, boys. Event planner Victoria can't wait to attend and plan her friend's wedding in Paris. But she finds out that her ex is bringing a date, and so she reconnects with her childhood pen pal.
She has a childhood pen pal, and she just strikes up a new combo.
In Paris.
So let me ask you this. You have a kid, a childhood pen pal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were riding as a kid, they were riding a kid. What are the odds that they have the same address? Now that you're all grown up.
I would say it's very good.
Very good.
Especially if the house is nice.
Do you live in the house that your parents raised you in?
No, but I mean, in this day and age, you don't move.
In this day and age?
I think it checks out.
You think that this guy is living with his parents or in the same house he was when he was a child and he's a catch?
Yeah.
Okay.
This could have...
redone the basement, Dan.
You don't understand.
It's so good. I mean...
Those half windows.
Maybe it was a pen pal... And she looks them up on Face Square or something like that, and they reconnect digitally, Dan. Maybe she doesn't write a letter. She tracks them down on the internet.
Josh Sass has not been in anything Hallmark related.
So her pen pal is the Hallmark debut of Sassé.
He played the lead Gallivant in the show Gallivant, which was that weird medieval musical that some people adored that was on for like
awful.
20 episodes. It was not great, but don't tell that to the people that like it because they are big fans.
Summer Nights! That was if they did an episode.
Because it's medieval. Yeah, that makes sense. So he did that, and he was in another show that got canceled after 13 episodes that he was the lead in called No Tomorrow. But
it's a Sassé curse.
It's a Sass curse, yeah. Sassy curse. He was in a show called Rogue. He was in a show called The Neighbors. He was in a movie called Frankenstein's Army. And he was in a movie called The Big I Am.
And that's it?
Which is a cool, hip movie about God. I'm sorry. It's not. The Big I Am. Some call me the Big I Am. Yeah, that's it. That's all he's been in.
All right, Lemonades, boys. What you have for the pen pal flick? And do you want to revisit Aloha Hawaii, Dan?
No. I'm going to keep Aloha at 2-1 pink. I'm going to keep Baker's Son at 0 in the grave where it belongs. And this movie is going to slide right in at 0 as well.
You got to give it something. You can't double down at 0.
Why not?
It's against the rules.
So you need to tell me once I give a rating, I can't give that same rating again.
You can't have 2 0s have 2 5s.
It's true for all of us or it's not true at all.
I'm going to give this one 1.
What do you mean it's either true of all of us?
So once you give out a rating, you can't give that rating again.
Of 0 or 5?
Of any of them.
0
if
or 5.
If you give a movie a 2.5, you can't give another
fine.
Movie
you know what? There's 4 friggin' movies that each have a number.
There it is.
Let's
do it. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. 1/2 lemonade. Regular. Standard yellow.
I give this a 1. It's the least intriguing to me.
Even more so than Bland to Brilliant.
I am so excited about
it. No, Brand's Limp Bizkit joke is not going to be in the movie The Baker's Son. I just want to let you know.
Right.
Right now.
And that was good. That, but Magic Bread? I go back. I mean,
It's not magic bread.
No, I understand. It's like, not magic.
This is some magic bread.
It's great bread. It's great bread. And then he gets sad. So he has sad bread.
Yeah. And the problem is he's. Bread.
It's not
baking.
His salty tears are getting in. I can tell you right now what happened.
It's about bread. He's the baker's son, Dan.
Is he the baker's son or is he the baker? And the son is just MIA taking to the house.
It remains.
Well, somebody needs to find that kid's dad.
This movie is not. Maybe he's missed his son. He just decides to bake bread instead.
It remains to be seen whether or not he is the son. He's my son. Or.
You need me?
Am I getting through tonight?
Please don't bake me.
I don't want to bake, all right.
You can need me. Can we bake this through somehow?
Because he's not just anyone. He's a baker's son.
We have alienated everyone that doesn't know who Mark Schultz is, which is everyone.
Anyone?
Anybody for Mark Schultz, just send us an email.
That song you are our people. Great.
You're our people.
Great.
It's one lemonade for me. It's lower than the Baker's Son. Wow. And it's
but they're going to France. France doesn't do anything for you.
I don't know if they're going to France or not.
It says she's going to France.
The wedding is in France. I don't
and
know
the
if
pen
they,
pal's in France.
I don't know if they ever
Assume
end up in France.
In France.
Then one and a half.
Still worse.
Still worse than the Baker's Son.
Yeah, you guys are wrong.
Can you see me? Can
Baker
you smell
son
me?
Might slip into my top spot. I don't know. It's looking good. But Aloha Hawaii is just so good.
Pumpernickel bread.
Pumpernickel rye would be perfect.
Oh, I love it. And no pink. I'm not wasting any pink on this.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Who would?
All right, guys. We've come to what I am saying is the dark horse in the fight. Which isn't a saying per se. But you get it. Sand Dollar Cove. Let me tell you about it. Panda. 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 Panda.
I'm in.
Chad Michael Murray.
Yep. Okay. All right.
And Allie from Allie and AJ fan.
Yep. Also, Nancy Nagel wrote this story.
Yeah. Allie from Allie and AJ, Phil of the Future fame.
But Nancy writes the books based upon the movies.
No. She wrote Secret Ingredient. She straight up wrote
the screenwriting.
She screen wrote it, or she wrote the book. That
she wrote the book,
on?
And then the book movie is based off of the book.
I got you.
Not vice versa. And she wrote this. This was a novella.
Yeah.
And
so so far, I've not been sold by anything any of you have
no,
said.
No, I'm at five. Dude, okay, you got 10 lemonades, all pink.
You threw down novella like it was going to be the game changer.
Yeah, yeah. I believe, is it
Brendan Penny in Secret Ingredient?
Yeah.
You started with that, Jim. Oh, she wrote that? Well, I'm sold. Are you kidding me?
I stand by.
Hey, you can love Nancy Nagel all you want. Nancy, I'm sure you're sweet. The movie's garbage.
The movie's not great, but the book's fine. Book's great.
Okay.
But can I tell you about
Clearly we're
now novella.
Talking to Dana Pandolf, host of the Hallmark Book Club right now.
I stand by that. I also will stand by Sand Dollar Cove. Have not read it. Sounds delightful.
Which, by the way, tell everybody about. Everyone's going to get to listen to Hallmark Book Club tomorrow. Here
not that they
Hallmark.
Couldn't by just going to the Hallmark.
It's not out yet,
but they're going to get it early.
They're going to get it early, and it's a really fun one.
Yeah, it's a great one.
You walked into the with a certain swagger.
You did,
and you said, "Boys, said,
what was the author's
stop
name? What was the
everything."
Caridad Panero.
Caridad Panero. I doubt wholeheartedly that's pronounced anywhere near correctly. There's a lot of hard R's there, buddy.
Yeah,
roll them, please.
Did Avril Lavigne name her?
Listen, I said what I said. Don't know if I said it correctly. I stand.
Caridad Panero.
I.
That sounds like every father-in-law ordering at a Mexican restaurant.
I know.
Did you say Trinidad and Tobago? Sand Dollar Code, Chad Michael Murray, and Allie from Allie and AJ.
Ten lemonades.
Well, I haven't read the synopsis
five
yet.
Pinks,
didn't you already give five to the...
I gave five, but this is ten.
No, you can, five is the max. You can't give the same rating twice.
Four and a half.
You're gonna have...
Four and three-fourths, all pink.
Again, three... You can only do
two
pinks.
Yellows.
Two and three-quarters.
Three pinks. No holds barred.
You haven't used any...
No, I've used pinks? One.
He has
but
two
I'm
pinks
gonna,
left.
So you're polling... Okay.
He hasn't even heard the synopsis
don't
yet.
Don't have to. I know it's a winner.
Thankfully, we do have a long synopsis here, even though the press release is not out yet. This is also probably a Rondell Rio joint, would be my guess.
So contact him.
Yeah, contact him if you have any questions. Real estate develop. I don't think anyone else thinks the reaching out to the PR people is funny except for me, but I think it's funny.
I think it's great.
Real estate development project manager, Ellie. I thought it was Eli, but it's Ellie.
E-L-E is not the name. It's not E-L-E.
It's Ellie.
Okay.
It's Ellie. Real estate development project manager, Ellie, played by Allie from Allie
and
AJ.
You're doing it, buddy.
Is sent by her company.
Play Bly.
To the quaint seaside Connecticut town of Sand Dollar Cove to acquire the beachfront property they've chosen as the site of their new resort like a bunch of monsters. Brody, played by CMM, the charming local who holds the deed, wants to make sure that the town's beloved pier where many memories have been made over the years remains intact. Ellie and Brody spend time together while she tries to figure out a way to make the deal work, and the undeniable connection between them grows. Based on the book, the novella, by Nancy.
The Nancy Nagel joint.
The Nancy Novella Nagel. Novellas are
Nancy
nickname.
Novella Nagel. I did just get confirmation on something while you were reading that boring synopsis. The movie about the pen pal was filmed in France. It is an on-location French movie. So
why don't they say that? Why don't they? Know.
But you gave me a hard
time
about
Hawaii. It's like, oh, Aloha Hawaii. Aloha Hawaii.
It's not called Aloha. We call it Aloha Hawaii.
I'll go up to two. What did I say? Two?
Yeah.
I'll go up to two and a half.
Two and a half.
I'll go to two and a half.
I don't change anything.
Okay. No.
I say what I say the first time and I stick with
it. That's
right. Yeah. I saw Paris Wine and Romance. I don't need to see anything else. All right. Where are we at on Stay Taylor Cove? Be honest and transparent here. Yeah. Now that you've heard it, Allie and AJ.
Yeah,
going to St. Dollar Cove, with, saving the pier.
Yeah, you know, saving a pier is not necessarily my jam.
But imagine Chad Michael Murray being like, "We gotta save the pier."
Yeah, no, and that's pier. Why. Okay, so I will say, in all honesty, I'm gonna give this a 4.
Okay,
two pinks, two yellows.
Okay,
so I think this one will end up being the best one, only because of the leads involved. Put
You're
it ahead
a huge
of
Allie and AJ fan.
Every yeah, huge. I couldn't tell you the plot of that show.
What a you don't even know what you did.
I don't clearly.
I can't.
Allie and AJ.
They're
is
a
musical
band,
group.
Goober.
Allie and AJ. Allie and AJ are sisters.
I've heard of Casey and JoJo.
Crazy
JoJo.
Allie and AJ. They're
take
like
it seriously or don't baby. Take it at all. Dan.
I'll take it. I won't take it at all.
Potential breakup song. Our album needs just one. It's great.
It sounds awful. You sound great, but it sounds awful.
No, I'll play it for you great. Afterwards, and you'll be like, this is a bob.
No.
Yeah, no, you will.
But the two leads in this movie, I guess, make it the one that will be the best one. That'd be my guess. I'm going 2.5 lemonades, 2 full pinks.
I'm going 5 lemonades on this one. This is the one I'm most excited about. I will use the remainder of my 1.5 lemonade pink ones.
Play block.
And use the rest as standard yellow for those keeping tabs at home. We did it, everybody. So
What did you say it was going to be? What'd you go with? 4?
4, 2 yellow, 2 pink.
So you have it.
I have Sand Dollar, Aloha Hawaii, The Baker's Son. He is my son, Mark Schultz. And the last
Baker
one.
Son.
Yeah, him and I switch. I have Aloha Hawaii 1, 2 Sand Dollar Cove, 3 Baker's Son, 4 Pence.
Okay. You have indigestion? Are you a Pence?
No, he keeps thinking about he's my son, and it's impossible not to get choked.
How can
it's
you not?
No, that's a great song.
Am I getting through?
Dude, when he goes real high at the end, like
there was a time on Christian radio where you'd slide straight from cartoon song into He's My Son, and that was what you were
shouting.
Yeah, you're up here. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yabba dabba doo yeah, he's my son.
Dude, the last chorus, the key change on that mug is unreal.
Guys.
Can't do it.
Dude, he can sing.
It's a great song.
He can sing.
It's a great song.
Mark Schultz, no, look it up. Mark Schultz can sing. Yeah. We're not taking it away from Schultzy for sure.
No, you wouldn't. I love that song.
I'm going the Sand Dollar one, then the Hawaii one.
Yes.
Then I'm going
Her Pen
France,
Pal.
And then I'm going to Baker's Son. I don't know how we all aren't in complete collective agreement on just how terrible the Baker's Son sounds.
I don't have it last.
I don't have it last either.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I have it last, and I can't believe that wasn't a consensus.
No. But can we quickly make a quick bet on which who is the son? Is he the son, or is
he
there
a son.
Baker's son?
He has a son. That's my final.
I think he's the son.
I think he's the son.
Okay. That's fine.
And that's why you guys have it third and not last.
You get it. Yeah. You get it. Yeah. If it is the son of a beloved town baker, he's finally coming into his own. He makes some magic bread.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now you're on board with the magic bread.
Magic bread.
That was awkward. Listen, it sounds terrible. The movie sounds awful. I don't know what else to tell you. That one sounds the worst. It's a hard 0 for me. But I will, like, as long as we know, like, we're willing to admit when we're wrong. Like, I've been wrong on these rankings before, but that's my ranking going in is Sand Dollar, Hawaii, France, Baker's Son. That's the order for me.
We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Congratulations. Very
Preview
excited.
The heck out of those
Very
summer
excited
movies.
For that to start next weekend, June 5th with Aloha, Hawaii. We'll be back tomorrow with an interview with Trinidad and Tobago. And what's the name?
Kierdad Panero.
Yeah. Kierdad Panero. Yeah, can I get the number one with the Kierdad Panero, please?
On the side.
If I messed it up, I apologize. I feel like I did okay.
All right.
Dude, I'm just find happy it's not me because I would have butchered it. Yeah. It would have been Clairo. Clary. It's Clary. I don't know.
Cleary.
It's Clary. We'll be back tomorrow with a wonderful Hallmark Book Club, back Thursday with A Wind Calls the Heart, and back on Friday if you want to watch ahead with My Christmas Love from 2016. My Christmas Love. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining in, Panda. Really appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm going
nice
to state
the
my own.
Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.